HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPT. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It is the morning sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for yet another perfect day here in paradise. And I'm just fascinated up and down with the story of the return of the missing teen in Wisconsin, who's, that's unbelievable, that thing. It's, what's her name, Polly Kloss, is that right? Or no, it's something else like that. It's Kloss, though. I remember the Kloss girl. Jamie Kloss.
Yeah.
But Jamie, missing since October. Parents, like, somebody called 911 back on October 15th. Her door was kicked in at her house. Her parents were laying dead on the ground. She's missing. They're like, Jamie's not here. A big nationwide story goes out. It's like there's this missing 13-year-old girl. Of course, the cynic in all of us was saying, well, these are the situations where we're going to find her. You know, that's when you know that the hope is kind of, everybody does those things on TV, and you see the movies where they have that group of people in the neighborhood. They're like, we're going to find Jamie, and we hope for the best, and we're all praying and thinking. And then they do like a line and walk through a forest. And I'm like, your hope is kind of to find the body of Jamie, really, if that's how you're approaching. You're not going door to door. You're looking for, like, we think maybe she's just out in the woods for the last minute. No, we're pretty much looking for skulls and clothes. So they did all that stuff, wandering around together, looking in forest. Then a couple nights ago, some dog walker in the neighborhood and Jamie's parents, where they were killed, walking her dog, and this girl comes up and says, hi, Jamie Kloss, and I need some help here.
Did you say Kloss? Like C-L-A-U-S?
Or C-L-O-S-S. Not like Kloss, like Jamie Kloss, which I'm sure she's dealt with in the past, but now they're going to not tease her as much, I'm sure. So then they wander up to some lady's house and bang on the door, and they're like, hey, by the way, this is this skinny girl next to me is that missing teenager we've been looking for since the middle of October, and everybody's flipping out. It's going to be a great movie, that's for sure, but we got to find out what's going on now. What's been going on since October? That's the big story. It's like she's been wandering around, or she's been with
70
somebody
miles away from her
house. Did they find the guy?
Alien abduction.
Or she's let loose, and she's going to talk. That's the other thing. I mean, you can start looking into that stuff. I always think of that. The cynical brain in me is always like, when they do the search for the kid, and they're always out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like, what are you always act like you're going to just sit here sitting there playing like solitaire. They have just been sitting in the woods for a few days. How come you haven't looked for me? When you look at me, look, at least show some positivity. Like, just knock on doors in the neighborhood, or go in backyards, or, but don't wander around in the woods or in the fields forever holding hands and kicking. That's the one thing they tell you to drag your feet just in case something might pop. I'm like, you're not looking for this is not going to be a positive outcome. You guys keep telling the press, like, we just hope to find her. And everybody join hands and drag your feet through the high brush. I mean, she's laying down. Maybe she's playing hide and seek. But this one, she pops up. She shows up again. So,
well, they didn't do a good enough job of that with Casey Anthony's situation.
No, they didn't even look in the trunk.
And it was, she was in the woods right by the house, like a mile from the house.
Oh, no, that wasn't Casey Anthony. Casey Anthony's the one who put the baby in the trunk and then went and party. You're talking about
No, you're talking about
the girl in Salt Lake City.
I just watched the thing.
Yeah, Casey Anthony
But they found the kid later.
Oh, that's
down the
right.
Road.
That is right. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
In a part of the woods that they didn't
that's
search.
That's right. And then they found all the body or the blankets and stuff with the DNA.
Just right off the road. Right off the road.
Well, the other one, when the girl that lived, Elizabeth Smart, she was like a few miles from the house, and they're searching all over the place, and she's like in the mountain a mile up the hill from the house.
That was a subcontractor, a handyman.
And she had been walking to the store.
Yeah, she'd been going back and forth. And the guy was like, had worked on the house, and he just took her, we'll just go right there.
Yep.
And they're searching all over. But you're right, the Casey Anthony thing, I forgot about the body part. I just remember that they had Nancy Grace flipped out because she's like, there's DNA all over the trunk of that car. And it's baby DNA.
She's still on.
Yes. She'll milk the bone marrow out of this. This is going to be repulsive. How Nancy
a year away from joining Pat Robertson on 700 Club.
Oh, she is ridiculous. But yeah, that was when she lost her mind. So I was confused that they found the baby in the trunk because Nancy had convinced me they had so much in there the baby grew back. But that's right. They found it in a thing. But yeah, it wasn't that far away. But the walking around and kicking the ground thing, because they showed clips of the search like back in October when the search first happened. they're never like looking up, you know. They're never like looking like eye level. It's always down and kicking high grass. I'm like, you guys aren't being very hopeful. And now you can be. Who knows where she was?
Could you imagine yourself ever being a part of something like that?
No, that's what I think. Well, the searching part. No, because I don't want to find it.
I know.
I don't want to be the one who finds it.
Well, you do, but you don't.
Boonk, boonk. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Boonk, boonk. Dig here for a second. There's something going on under my foot, and I'm not looking down. I'm not looking at that. But
if my daughter goes missing, you're not helping with.
Well, you know, that's closer to the source. I definitely give a hand, but I mean, I would definitely feel real bad when we're like the news is like John Holmberg of the show as the spokesman. Merrick was too emotional to talk. What are we looking for today? Well, I've been told to drag my feet in high grass, and we're all just hoping for the best.
We're forming a line.
Are you hoping for the best if you're dragging your feet in high grass? You're not really hoping for the best. Not really. I mean, your first thought is probably dead in high grass, but
yeah,
nobody
best
says
would be
that.
Alive and
right.
Happy
yeah,
and
I'm just
running
go,
in a field.
I'm just going to go knock on doors. Chances are, she's out there in that field where everybody's dragging their feet. But I don't want to be a pessimist.
She's been living with the neighbor for
right.
over a year.
Exactly. Knocking on doors. Hey, is she in here? Nope. Okay. I did my best here. It's better than dragging my feet in high grass. It's just an awful situation. But then I think of the other thing. Would I want to be involved? Like last night I pictured when I was reading this, the lady who got the knock on the door. Like last night I'm sitting there with, you know, a nice little beverage and watching the Sopranos marathon close up because they did it all the way to the end. Last night was the last couple episodes. I'm like, I'll just watch the finals of the Sopranos show. This is fantastic. I'd watched enough to follow along again. And if that door knocked at the time and somebody's standing outside with a missing kid, I'd have to, you know, Michael and Troy across the street would probably be really interested in that. You should knock on their door. You're not going to help? Oh, no. I'll be there. But I think Michael and Troy are better at this. Yeah, Sopranos about to end.
Yeah.
I forgot about how Tony went to Coco's restaurant and smashed that guy's teeth out. So I'm reliving some stuff that I'd kind of forgotten over the past 12 years. But if you wouldn't mind, right across the way there, Michael and Troy are really caring. I think maybe you pop over to their house and take this skinny teen off my porch because I really don't need this right now. I don't know how I'd react to that. It would almost feel like you're being fooled. Hey, the missing girl and I are at your door. I'm like, this is an invasion. I think I'd be skeptical of that, too. I don't know what I would do, but yeah. Plus, I don't answer my door. Nobody. You knock on my door and there's no. You'd have to text me first and say, hey, I'm bringing a missing girl over to your house. I'm like, no, you're not. Michael and Troy across the street. But it's weird. It's going to be an amazing movie. And we've just scratched it now. Now she's alive, so she can tell the tale of what happened.
Yeah.
So now we're going to find out all the last 3 months from her perspective, and it's going to be awful to make this 13-year-old kid.
Go back to your scenario. You're getting a text from someone that says, hey, I'm bringing a missing girl over
that's
to your house.
The only way I answer my door. So, I mean, it's really far-fetched that that's going to occur. Hey, before we knock, this guy's pretty, he doesn't answer his door. Unless you tell him
just
you're coming.
Just to have that entered into evidence.
Yeah, and how dickheaded would I be on the other side? Please answer, sir. I'm like, hey, it's 2019. There's no pop-ins.
No, I want you to do the same thing you always do. Look through and sip
well, just sip my drink and stare in the picture window back at him like you didn't text.
She's all slovenly and dirty.
Scared, and especially now I'm looking out there. I'm like, I'm not answering that. There's like some dirty teenager and some lady screaming on my porch. This is not getting answered. Hey, you guys, 2019, you should never just bang on someone's door. You could always inform them you're coming over. This is Jamie Kloss. Okay. We'll get her back to the North Pole then, because that don't resonate
sure
with me. I don't care. I'm just going to go back to watching and then just shut the blinds. Michael and Troy would deal with it anyway. But it's a story, man. It's amazing. And I know you'd get involved, Brady. Somebody knocks on your door with some dirty teenager. You'll probably adopt her, for God's sakes. I just wouldn't answer my door.
Maybe she went around the whole time. I'm Jamie Kloss. Uh-huh, right.
Right, she's
get
trying
out of
to tell
kid.
People. That's... Would you kick in the high grass for missing kids?
Yeah, it depends on, you know.
Yeah, like a neighborhood
your schedule. Kid.
Yeah.
How much I got going on?
Depends on what I got going on.
I got a golf and tennis. And so, yeah, after that, I'd kick around high grass looking for your kid's skull. You know, kid.
At what point do you, like, you've been doing it for a week and you're kind of
that's
like,
the point. And you're just dragging and being bored and you're just being there because you want to, you know,
I can't
show support.
Today. Like, you have to break the news to
well, that's what the
I think you got to really,
Yeah, it's the really close people that continue on. I think right. most people do it for a day, and like we've swept up.
You get a couple of days, the neighborhood gets involved, and then you see people kind of falling off because it's depressing.
And you got to leave it in the police hands.
Yeah, and then kicking in high grass is starting to get a little annoying because didn't we kick this high grass yesterday? And then she's not going to show up again, high grass today. It's sad because you watch all those things and you're like, man, they got no options. But everybody's acting hopeful, but that's the worst possible search you could
Plus
do.
Plus you get, you know, in Wisconsin at this time, when the winter moves in, it's really hard to.
Oh, it's brutal.
You know, ground's frozen, so you're not going to be able to see much. You got to wait for the thawing.
Yeah, when your dog goes missing, you call shelters, you check stuff out, and you run around looking around. But you never go out, all right, let's hold hands and just go out and kick around in the high grass. Because that's just assuming your dog didn't make it. Or go out on the freeway and look on the side of the road. You're like, my God. You're always hopeful, but when kids go missing, they always start that weird line, or people, not even kids, just people go missing. They start a weird line of people hanging around in fields or forests. I was watching one where they thought the girl was out in the forest. She ended up like back at the house again. And they were looking in terrible spots. They're like little openings and vents, like where Pennywise lives and stuff. And they're like, there's people with flashlights. I'm like, God. Where's your hope at all when you're down on your knees looking in the sewers? Maybe she slipped in here. You don't think we'd hear her? Well, you know, she's probably not able to scream.
Scenario you don't want to think
What are you looking for? Yeah, I don't know. That would be a tough one, but I would have to do it.
You think you'd have to think about all possibilities, at least?
Yeah, where's the line? Like, neighborhood kid I didn't know, but everybody in the neighborhood's, like, up in arms about it.
When can you say no?
Not sure I would. Yeah, like your kid I'd look for. You guys I'd look for your kids. Although Gilbert's a, man.
Quite a drive.
It's a hike.
Hall.
I would do it in like early morning. I got to beat traffic, man. It's a long drive out there. I have to go out there for my doctor shots. Yesterday took me 2 hours driving around.
So it's kind of like the rule about going to weddings, like cousins.
Yeah. And also one.
You don't talk
my rule
to
for weddings is one. I'll go to one of your weddings. If you get to I'll go watch you say forever once.
If you got a call from me, hey, man.
Got to go kicking high grass.
I want to help look for Megan, but traffic is just really bad.
Yeah, it would be like, I understand.
Okay, cool, bro.
I got that. Okay. Yeah, because, well, by the way, also, you're putting in a scenario where it's husband and wife. More than likely, I killed her.
Right.
Like, that's like 90% of the time when you can call me. And my guilt is definitely not going to be, Brady's a jerk. More than likely, when a wife goes missing, it's the husband. Like,
no,
almost
then
all the time.
Then you text me, thanks for the CYA call.
Yeah. Wives very rarely go missing just out of the blue. It's usually the husband's fault. Like, almost always.
You think you could be a good enough actor to get away with it, though? Like, you just... broken down every day.
If my wife went missing and I killed her?
Yeah.
I could do,
You think you could fool the police?
No, it's the old Patrice O'Neill thing where he's like, every time the guy's too emotional about his wife, he did it.
There's like a middle ground. You get a hint. Yeah, it's really tough.
You have to act completely shocked and emotionless, but also emotional enough to make people see like he's just lost. You can't smile. You can't do anything. They
you
got
can
you
have a day. You can have a day or two where you're...
But it's almost always the husband. Like it's all, and when they get too upset... Again, listen to Patrice O'Neill, the great philosopher / comedian, when you say, man, my wife go missing for 2 days. Like, can we see now? They're going to think I did this.
Isn't another sign immediately wants to talk to the news?
Right. Yeah, immediately wants to spill. And, you know, you would just be holed up if your wife went missing. Or I don't know how you'd react, but if you're over emotional, you did it. And most of the time, the husband did it. Like, very rarely do wives just go missing without having something happened to do with him. But kids, that's different. Like, kicking in that high grass, I don't know. Yeah, if you called and told me, I'm not going to come help out, look for Megan. Like, oh, I understand. I don't want anybody looking for her. I killed her. Like, the less,
I got
the
it
better.
Covered.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
just got a big insurance policy.
We got to leave it to the authorities. And, you usually can't get that until you find a body, but you got to cover your tracks first.
You think it was that way? OJ got 80 calls. That's all right, man. I got it.
They found her pretty quickly. They weren't kicking any high grass for her. Yeah. Oh, yeah, to help find the killers.
Yeah.
No, I got this. I think he's a golfer. I'm gonna look at all the golf courses.
But yeah, I don't know. But kid things, man, it's depressing because they showed those clips again. On October 12th, a search party went out. And I'm like, or October 20-somethings. I'm like, that's 6 days later. Just walking through the forest. I'm like, they didn't have much hope at all right off the bat. Or they were looking in lakes. I'm like, oh, man. And then there's always, we just have hope. We're holding out hope that we're going to find her, okay? If you're out there, please. In the meantime, we're going to go dredge this lake. I'm like, that's not hope. That's the opposite. If she's in there, we'll find her in a few weeks. She's going to stay there.
And did they ever think that she ran off with
don't
somebody?
Know. Like the whole story was
that
basically,
was when that first came out. Yeah. I thought, oh man,
yeah, that she was in on something, or yep. She Menendez.
Some guy just.
But the doors kicked in. Parents were gone. She's missing. Yeah, we're gonna find out, and maybe that does come out of this. Maybe later you find out she was one of those wacky teenagers that had some sort of a drug addict boyfriend, and they did him because they're emotional and 13, 14 years old.
Run away,
or he's 19 or 20.
Yeah,
he's got this. You don't know that, all the scenarios and movie stuff rolled through my mind last night. It's like maybe she's got some boyfriend that's afraid. And, I'm glad she's alive, but it's crazy.
John, I may just be a Natalie Wood fan, but you and Brady were blowing each other, and she fell off the boat.
Right.
Poor Megan.
Yeah, I don't want anybody looking around for that. What happened here?
Well, we were enjoying some
beverages.
Boat time. I heard a clunk.
Spoosh. Why didn't you stop at whatever it was you're doing?
Can't stop in the middle. We were... No comment.
Hey, apparently that works.
Or you just sit and go,
for 45
years. Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken are still wandering the earth going, hopefully someday we find out what happened. Like, you're the only ones that were there. But they weren't. Yeah, it's very strange. So it's an amazing story, and she's alive. But now the story starts. Because the last 3-4 months have been kind of like, well, what happened? What happened? Where is she? Where? Now the story starts. You very rarely have this part. I'll never forget watching that I Survive. There was a little girl who was missing. And she went into like just a couple days and they hadn't found her. And she was abducted on the side of the road, taken into the woods by some guys. And they just did awful stuff to her. And she escaped. She got free. Ran out onto the road, naked. Flagged down a car. It's like, I'm the girl. Like, oh my God. Guy picks her up, drives her into the other side of the woods, and he starts doing horrible things to her. It's like the worst possible person that could find her found
double
her.
Double whammy.
And leaves her out there. She's telling the story like, and I thought I was safe. I was in his car. I was crying. It was all over. And then he took a turn off the freeway onto a dirt road.
Here we go again.
Like, are you kidding me? The dude, the only person I saw on the street is like, well, you know, wasn't my idea.
Just happened to be
but
there.
But I'm borrowing the game plan. Terrible. Human beings are awful. So it's interesting, but it's all over the news. And very interesting. Jamie Kloss. She's alive and it'll never be well again. That Elizabeth Smart started writing books, and the stuff she had going was, man, you don't even want to know the things that happened to her under that tarp. Yikes. And who's the other one? The one in the Cleveland that they lived in the basement for 13 years.
Breathe.
Making babies and
Angel,
stuff.
Angel, whatever.
Yuck.
I had ribs with that guy.
Yeah, don't answer your door. Don't want to know. And that guy had those checks banging on his door, too. Some naked white girl. I'm not answering that door. I'm no better than that.
Help me!
You're going to think I did it. He was Patrice O'Neal in that, too. Like, naked white girl on my... Mm-mm.
Help me!
I'm calling the police first, and there's a naked white girl on my... I agree. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one to start off this glorious Friday, and then we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.